tell him to the Lord. Oh, y'all ain't praising him. You better be praising him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The book of Genesis, praise God. We, find out, that, hallelujah, God had a plan, hallelujah, for humanity, from the very beginning. Hallelujah. That the family of humanity would be not a diverse family. Can we say thank you, Jesus? But, praise God, the family, of humanity would be just one family. And so, praise God, we find out that as we look, on the creation narrative, that the Lord, he hasn't been revealed his name, not back then. Can you say amen? Not the name of salvation, which name is Jesus. But the Lord, praise God, having created the woman, hallelujah, from the rib of the man, brought that, that he had created, hallelujah, unto Adam. And as God brought, this that he had created unto Adam, Adam, praise God, had the charge and the responsibility of giving this created, being by the hand of God a name. Can you say amen? You already know, praise God, that the woman was made, hallelujah, for the man. Because, God had decreed that it was not good that the man be alone. Hallelujah. And so, praise God, God took an Adam and put him to sleep and drew out of his side, a rib. And he, praise God, performed the first surgery on humanity. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. And they're still following that pattern, put somebody to sleep and then operate. Can we say amen? And so God, praise God, allowed Adam a deep sleep to fall on him, took out of him that rib and made that created being that was just for, the man Adam. And praise God. And God then, hallelujah, just as he had done all of his other, praise God, creations, can you say amen? Brought them to Adam, because Adam had the charge, and the oversight of the creation of God. And praise God, God then put, under the oversight of Adam, everything on the earth, every creature that, God made was brought to Adam to see what Adam would name them. Can you say amen? And Adam named everything. The cattle, praise God. Praise God. All of the beasts of the field, everything was brought to Adam, for him to name, because God had placed him in that position. Can you say amen? No, there was not a co-regency. There was not a co-ruler. It was Adam that was ruling all alone, all by himself, until God said, it ain't good for you, to be alone. Why? Because man by himself, praise God, could not, complete the plan of God, and that was to be fruitful and to multiply. And no other creation beast, no other created being that God had walking down here on the earth was suitable for Adam. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, when God made, that creation, hallelujah, praise God, he brought this unto Adam to see what Adam Adam would call, amen, her. Can you say amen? And Adam said, amen, praise God, she shall be called woman. You better praise him today. Amen. Why? Because she was taken out of the man. And so, praise God, the issue that is the man, amen, praise God, amen, received the issue that was taken from him as God brought, hallelujah, praise God, amen, this woman unto the man. Amen, praise God. And so, amen, the name, amen, praise God, was not Eve. The name was woman. Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. Eve, amen, praise God, was the result of what woman became. But amen, praise God, Eve was not, amen, Eve from the beginning. From the beginning, she was woman. And so, praise God, God brings this created being to Adam, and Adam says, hallelujah, she shall be called woman. Can we say amen? But in that same third chapter of the book, amen, of Genesis, in verse number 20, we see, praise God, that Adam refers to this woman by a different name. Can we say amen? And so then, praise God, in verse number 20, before there is a Cain, before there is an Abel, can we say amen? Amen. There is, amen, a mother. You better praise him today. Can you say amen? And so don't think, amen, praise God, that Cain and Abel, praise God, amen, identify the first children, amen, praise God, of Adam and Eve. No, they're the first, amen, after sin has come into the world. Why? Because now we need to keep track, because God is faithful to his word. And amen, praise our God. Amen. Before that, there was no promise of a redeemer. So nobody, amen, needed to be named. Nobody stood out. But amen, amen, we are clear in scripture that God, amen, uses Adam to address this woman by a name. Can you say amen? What is her name? Eve. Can we say amen? And he calls her Eve for a reason. The Bible is clear to let us know what the reason is. Can you say amen? He calls her Eve because she is the mother of all living. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? And so, no, amen, Adam, hallelujah, and Eve's first children were not Cain and Adam, and Abel. Can we say amen? But amen, praise God, there were some living children in the world. Can you say amen? Before sin got in the world. And amen, not only does, amen, it be supported in scripture from this passage, but others in Genesis also let us know, amen, praise God, that there was some more living. If it wasn't no more living, amen, Cain wouldn't have been worried about who gonna find me and kill me. Can you say amen? If it wasn't no more living, Cain wouldn't have had no wife. Can you say amen? Y'all don't hear me. He didn't marry no monkey. He didn't marry no ape. Can you say amen? He married, amen, a woman. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyhow, amen, praise God. The point is that, amen, praise God, every one of us human beings have, amen, praise God, our genealogy wrapped up in one woman that God made. Amen. Whose name was Eve, who was the mother of all living. You better be crazy. Can you say amen? Amen. And so then we are to understand, amen, as far as, hallelujah, Luke, writes in the book of Acts, amen, praise God, that from one blood, amen, God made all the nations of the earth. You have to praise him. Can you say amen? As much as people want to make, amen, this one different from that one, can you say amen? And they will argue with you about the mixing of races. Amen. It is an illegitimate idea because there is not a multiplicity of races. Amen. There is only the one race. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you are human, you are in the human race. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Darwin, he didn't get it right. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Darwin, he messed up. Can you say amen? Natural selection and evolution. Can you say amen? Only might it be, amen, responsible for differences. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there may be differences in the race, but it ain't but one race. Can you say amen? Amen. Your eyes may be one color and another one another color. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there may be differences in the race, but it ain't but one race. Whether your eyes are blue, green, brown, or black, can you say amen? While there may be changes within, amen, the race, a donkey will never evolve into a horse. Y'all can praise, can you say amen? And a monkey will never evolve into a man. Can you say amen? There may be a lot of different monkeys. Can you say amen? But no one of them, amen, no one of those will be able, amen, to evolve into, amen, a man. God loves differences. Can you say amen? But he also draws lines. I don't care who you are, you ain't gonna cross the word. Can you say amen? You can get the doctor to add this or take away that. Can you say amen? But you're not gonna cross over the line of the vision that God has established. Can you say amen? Amen. You can do what you want. And you can try what you want, and you can say what you want, but what God did, he set a creation in order. Y'all better praise him today. Can you say amen? And how beautiful the creation is of God. And there is great diversity among everything that God has made. But ain't no frog gonna become a prince. I'm sorry. It ain't gonna happen. Can you say amen? You can kiss him all you want. Can you say amen? But he ain't changing. Can you say amen? You can sit there and watch him and place him in this place, place him in that place, place him in the other place. Can you say amen? But nothing will allow him, amen, to cross over from being a frog, amen, to a prince. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen. And so praise God. Amen. All of us, amen, have a natural mother. Amen. Your closest one is your immediate mother. Can you say amen? But I'm just here to let you know, amen, that Eve was the mother of all of them. Y'all better pray to him that every one of us, if we were able to follow, excuse me, our genealogical lineage, can you say amen? You're going to find out, amen, that we have all a common ancestor, amen, and it will all go back, amen, according to the word of God. Amen, Eve, who is the mother, and Adam, who didn't have no mother. Can you say amen? And Eve also had no mother. Can we say amen? But they were the direct creation of God. And out of the hand of God, he brought forth man out of the dust of the earth. Can we say amen? And so all of us got a place of our origin. Can we say amen? Can we say thank you, Jesus? So all of us got the same natural mother. Amen. If we were able to go all the way back, that's where we would end up. Amen. Looking at Eve. Can we say amen? Can we say thank you, Jesus? Well, listen, not only, amen, does that apply in the natural, amen, but there is also a spiritual birth. Can we say amen? So tell your neighbor, everybody that's got a natural mother, can you say amen? If you come among the redeemed of the Lord, you go ahead. To the Galatian church, he, praise God, begins to look back to let the saints of God know, these that are the redeemed of the Lord. He wants to let them know, you got to know another mother. Can you say amen? Amen. He wants it to be known that, amen, that Abraham's wives, amen, represented two covenants. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, it was an allegory. The allegory is a spiritual story that lets you look at something, amen, and then look at something else. And as you look at something else, you'll be able to understand what you're looking at. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. And so Paul lets the Galatians know that, amen, these two women were an allegory. They represented two covenants. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, one covenant represented bondage. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the law put you in bondage. Yeah, it did. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the law didn't make anything better, but it condemned you. Can you say amen? The law told you what you weren't. Can you say amen? You ain't right. You ain't holy. You ain't clean. You ain't delivered. Hallelujah. The law condemned you. Can you say amen? And amen, as Paul began to tell us about those two covenants. Amen. The one of the bond woman. Can you say amen? Her children gendered unto bondage. Can you say amen? Anybody glad you ain't a child of
you say amen? Why? Because your flesh is weak, and the standard of God is reflected in the law. Lord have mercy. Can you say amen? Amen. Paul began to lament and say, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Can you say amen? But thank God we got another month. Demons, except you be born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot enter in. Tell your neighbor, you gotta be born again. Can you say amen? Never mind. Amen. A mother brought you this world naturally. Amen. But you need another mother. You need saying God is no woman, but understand this. Woman came out of man. Y'all better understand. Amen. That everything woman in came out of one man. Can you say amen? And all of God creation comes out of who God is. And so we are to give God the glory. As he draws us to his bosom, amen, to cause us to repent of our sin and to stretch forth our hand and to ask God to save us. Can you say amen? Amen. Because of the covenant that is above, because of the Jerusalem that is above, amen, that Jerusalem, the Bible declares, is the mother of us all. Amen. Tell your neighbor, because of the covenant of God, you got another mother. Amen. Why? Because he would have peace between you and him. And he would erase the enmity that separated us by his blood that he shed on Calvary. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? And we who have obeyed in this dispensation the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ have entered into a covenant relationship with God. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, disagreement between me and God is written in blood. And yes, it is the blood of a spotless lamb, the blood of our Redeemer, the blood of the God of all creation, who made a body and came in that body to redeem us out of our sin. Amen. Amen. John looked at him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Y'all better pray. Amen. say amen. Tell your neighbor, if you're wondering how you came to be an inheritor of eternal life, tell them it was by birth. Amen. If you're wondering, amen, why I will live and not die, you can tell them, because I'm a child of the free world. That Jerusalem, which is above, amen, that's the free woman. You don't gender in the bondage. In other words, when God birthed you, can you say amen? He didn't birth you in the bondage, but he birthed you in the liberty. Somebody ought to praise him. Can you say amen? You talk about born free. Can you say amen? Ain't nobody born free but the redeemed of the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. That's when you've been born all over again. Can you say amen? That Jerusalem that is above, amen, is signatory of a covenant relationship that God has with every believer. Can you say amen? Which were born. Tell your neighbor, if you are a believer, you should be born. Can you say amen? If you are a believer, you're supposed to be born. Born of the water. Born of the spirit. Born again. Y'all better praise him. Born of the water. Born of the spirit. Born again. That enter into that covenant with God by faith. We believe and we obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not gendered under bondage, but we are born in the liberty. Tell your neighbor, the day I got saved, the day God filled me with the Holy Ghost, the day God spoke out in other tongues, every one of my chains fell off. Y'all better pray to him. Reason to praise God.
Yes,
say thank you, Jesus. Because I was born. I was born. Some on a Monday.
That's right.
Some on a Tuesday. Some on a Wednesday. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They say I got rid of my heavy load. Can you say amen? I was born. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I became a brand new creation from the very hand of the God. I wasn't born in no bondage. Amen. Amen. The Jews say, amen, we be Abraham's children. We were never in bondage. Can you say that you did? But guess what? One who was greater than Abraham, he showed up. Can you say amen? Can you say that you did? Amen. He came as the Son. Can you say amen? And the thing about, amen, the liberty that comes from the Son guarantees that you will be free. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you've been redeemed, if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, guarantees you will be free. Can you say amen? Amen. No chains holding you. Amen. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Rising up to condemn you. God will condemn you. Can you say amen? Washes the blood. Washes. Tell your name. His blood washes. Some of us, our sins were dark, crimson red. Can you say amen. But I'm so glad, amen. A songwriter said, there is a fountain still deep blood. It's drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners that are plunged beneath that blood, they lose all their guilt and stay. Come, Jesus said, let us reason together. Though your sin be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Can't nobody do it but the Lord. And when God do it, it's done. Y'all better pray again. Tell your name. Can't nobody do it but the Lord. And when the Lord do it, it's
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't stop that serpent from leaping out of the fire.
No.
Amen. And he tried to latch on. Mm-hmm. But you know what you did?
Yeah,
Oh,
yes. Go back in there.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So praise God. Mm-hmm. When you know who your daddy is.
Yes, Lord.
And you know who your mama
is. I'm telling you.
And you know your pedigree. Oh, you can just say thank you, Jesus. You know where you come from. You know where you was born. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You ain't got no word.
Thank you, Jesus.
That great guy. Oh, cool. I'm leaving. I'm done.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you,
y'all can't call. Go up there and call Prince Charles. Amen. Praise God. A bagger or a beggar or whatever you want to call him. Can you say thank you? Did that mean anything to him?
Jesus.
Why? Because he's royal. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He knows his pedigree. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And even, amen, praise God, when he didn't do all he was supposed to do, yes, but he was still the prince. Can you say that? Why? Because of his birth. Because of who he was. Can you say amen? And so the child of God, amen, is to be reminded, amen, that we have a mother that we are to honor. Amen. That covenant that God made for our redemption, amen, stands fast. Amen. Praise God. Nothing can overturn it. Nothing can turn it around. Amen. The church, amen, praise God, will stand in the very face of adversity. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. Praise God. We are free because we were born free. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We are born free because of our other mother. God bless you. Come on, praise them. Praise them. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Before we, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Christen the child. Amen, praise God. There is one prayer. You have the opportunity to come now. If there is one who has the need of prayer, amen, praise God, that you may come. Amen, amen, amen.
There is room at the cross for you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, millions have come.
There is
still room for one. There is room at the cross for you.
Stretch your hands this way for the wonderful things that God has done.